Sunday, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
So firstly, congratulations are in order. How have you, I guess, been celebrating since Tuesday?
Well, I was back at work yesterday morning because such is the life of a short filmmaker. But it's been really nice to be able to talk to people about it and to be able to call my team and tell them because, yeah, we were sworn to such secrecy. It's been something I've had to keep under wraps.
And so what does receiving the fellowship mean to you, especially when it's awarded by a jury of industry luminaries?
Yeah, it's really incredible. It means that I'm going to get to make my film Broken Line North, which is a short film that I've had in development for over 2.5 years now. And basically the fellowship gives us the support to make our films at the highest level possible. It means that I can pay my team, I can pay my cast and crew, which is just a really fantastic thing because on short films so often people are working for free and they're doing it for the love and passion, but you start to reach a certain point where you really want to be able to pay your team. And then the incredible thing is that we're making the film knowing that it will premiere this time next year at the Sydney Film Festival. So when you're making a film and knowing that it will have an audience, that's half the barrier removed already.
And so a little bit about you, I guess. What drew you to filmmaking in the first place?
It was something that happened really slowly and gradually. I started out in theatre and I was an intern for a couple of theatre companies, Griffin Theatre Company and ATYP, making behind-the-scenes video content for them. And then I studied at UTS and I was doing the Masters of Media Arts and Production there. And I'd wanted to be an actor, and gradually I realized that it wasn't the performing that I was interested in so much as the storytelling and the collaboration. And I love that about film. And it's kind of, it's similar to theater in that sense, in that it's such a collaborative art form. It's about people from different backgrounds with different skill sets all coming together and uniting on this common goal to tell a story and make a work of art that can be meaningful and can be seen by people all around the world.
And so how important do you think it is to continue celebrating and investing into the works of emerging directors?
I think it's really important. I think it's really amazing that Lexus put their support into something like this fellowship. It's a time where in Australia we've seen increasing cuts to our funding and the support for the emerging sector is increasingly rare. I used to work at Metro Screen and they funded one of my first short films. And that was an organisation that was committed to supporting emerging filmmakers and they don't exist anymore. So when you have a massive company like Lexus come in and say, we believe that this is important and that we believe that future generations of filmmakers and storytellers are important to our national culture, that's just an incredible thing.
And so before I do let you go, Sunday, can you give us a bit of a sneak peek into what the next year might be looking like for you?
Well, we are planning on heading into production on the film later in the year. I actually wrote the film for one of my close friends, actress Alice Gallibong, who it might be known to audiences from The Rocket, which won the Audience Award at Sydney Film Festival 5 years ago, and she's just wrapped filming on the new Netflix ABC series Pine Gap. So she's heading overseas for a couple of months, and when she gets back, we'll be heading into production. And then just really spending the next 9 months making it. So we have to deliver to the festival early next year, and then I'll be back screening the film in June.
It sounds like it's going to be a wild ride. Sunday, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Tess. Appreciate you having me on the show.